Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Tes. In our last Mishnah here in the Masechta, the Tana is going to explain to us how many tekiyos a person is mechuyev to blow on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Torah tells us we have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but the Torah does not say beferish how many tekiyos we have to blow. In Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, the Torah tells us, Dabro b'nei Yisrael leimer b'chaydesh hashvi b'echad l'chaydesh yelachem shabbosayin zichrein teruah mikra kaydesh. In Parshas Pinchas, Kapitel Chav Tes, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says yoyim teruah yelachem. So that's only twice. However, by yoyvel it says v'havarta shofar teruah b'chaydesh hashvi. Even though that's yoyvel, b'chazal dash negzera shava chaydesh hashvi to chaydesh hashvi to apply Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, and Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Memela, we know from here, that you have to blow both on Rosh Hashanah as well as Yovel three teruahs. A teruah is like the short dots. Now again, a tekiah is the long blast. A teruah is short blasts. What exactly a teruah is, we shall soon see. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And every teruah requires a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. That's a sum total of 9 kailas. Tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya, and tkiya trua tkiya. Who says a trua requires a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards? Well, that's learned from the pasuk v'havarta shofar trua. Havara means it passes through. There has to be a tkiya before the trua. And because it says taviru shofar, we also learn that there has to be another tkiya after the trua. So again, every trua requires a tkiah beforehand and a tkiah afterwards. A tkiah is the long blast, and a trua is the short blast, or at least we'll soon see what a trua is. Zakta the Mishnah, Seder tkiahs. Once again, Perik Dalet Mishnah Tes. The Seder of the tkiahs on Rosh Hashanah is as follows. Shalosh, shel shalosh, shalosh. In other words, we blow 3 times. The first is for Malchias, second for Zechrinus, the third for Shifres. And for each, we blow a set of 3. For each one, it's Tkia, Trua, Tkia. Shir Tkia, the shear of a Tkia, is Keshalish Truis. A Tkia has to be long as 3 Truis. The Gemara explains that this means that the shear of 1 Tkia is like the shear of 1 Trua. When we say Shir Tkia, Keshalish Truis, we mean that every time we blow Tkia, Trua, Tkia, the tkiah is as long as the trua. So 3 times we blow tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, and each time the tkiah is like the 3 truas. It's just as long. Wherever long it takes you to blow the trua, that's how long it takes you to blow the tkiah. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara. Some say, Mishnah means to say, that the shear of all the tkiahs, and there's a total of 6, should be as long as the 3 truas. Wait a second, you're telling me according to this pshat, 6 tekiyos are as long as 3 truos? That means each tekiya is only half a trua. That's how the Rambam of the Batanura learned. But let's not get confused over here. Let's try to take the simple or the simpler pshat. But in each of the cases, the tekiya is as long as the trua. Next, but how long is a trua? You're telling me the tekiya is as long as a trua. How long is a trua? Zakta the Mishnah, Shir Trua is Keshalosh Yevavos, like 3 Kaiches, one after the other. Now here we have a big Machlokes. You're saying that the Shir Trua is divided into 3? So in other words, a Trua sounds like this. Or are you telling me that a Shir Trua is 3 Yevavos, and each one of these Yevavos is divided into 3? So there's a total of 9 short kailas. And then a trua is... So far you're telling me a trua may be... Or it may be... Well, guess what? There's a third shita. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's... And you know what we do? We do all 3. We can't take any chances. That's how we do kia... And we do 3 middle ones, which we call a shvarim, and then tekiya. We do the tekiya and the trua, and the tekiya. And we do the tekiya, shvarim trua, and tekiya. Not necessarily in that order, but we want to cover all bases. We want to make sure we yotze all shitas as to what a trua is. Okay, zakt the mishnah to talk about a shina. He blew the tkiya before the trua. Then he did the trua. They have to do the tkiya after the trua. But instead of blowing a tkiya, stop, and then starting the next tkiya, he made one long tkiya. Umashach bashniya kishtayim. He blew one long tkiya that is as long as two. He went to be yotze two tkiyas with this. The tkiya that's after the trua of one seder, and he also wanted to chap around the tkiya that's before the trua of the second seder. Because remember, you have to do it three times. So malchiyah zechoin is a shafras. So he thought it's easier this way. Instead of the going, and then start again at kiya. So he blows one long kiya. After the trua, he goes, long enough for the tkiya of the last seder, and he also wants it to be the first tkiya of the second seder, or between the second and the third. It's like the mission doesn't work that way. Ein biyadi ela echas. You only get one tkiya out of it. It counts for the last tkiya of the previous seder. Because every tkiya has to have a beginning and an end. If you're going to divide this in half, it turns out that the tkiya that belongs after the trua didn't have an end, and the next tkiya that belongs before the trua didn't have a beginning. I, in his mind, he meant to divide it. It doesn't work that way. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Here's another halacha in Kiyas Shofar. Misha Berach, the Shliach Tzibra, made the bracha of Malchiyah Zechoin as a Shofar. He didn't have a Shofar to blow. When he said the brachas, there was no Shofar available. And after you finish Shmon Esrei, we got a hold of a Shofar. The Achakach Nismana Loi Shofar. Ah, someone found the Shofar. Nismana means it happened. The Gemara prepared it. Somehow it came. Nismana is from the Lashon that we find by Yoina. A Yaman Hashem dug. Maybe we should prepare the fish. So what do we do now? Normally we blow with the brachas, after Malchias, after Zechroinus, after Shaifers, but we already finished the brachas. Zakta Mishnah, so Tokeya, Umariya, Vitokeya, Shalosh Pamim. So blow at Kiya, true at Kiya, three times. One for Malchias, one for Zechroinus, one for Shaifers, without the brachas. Now we have one more halacha over here, which is Nogeya, the Tefillah, Shmon Esrei, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or really at any other time during the year. Whether the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi, someone who really knows how to daven on his own with his Shmon Esrei. The Chachamim hold, Keshem Shliach Tzibur Chayev, just like the Shliach Tzibur himself, is obligated to daven Shmon Esrei. No one's davening for him. He's the Shliach Tzibur. Kach kol yachid v'yachid. So every individual that knows how to daven on his own, chayev has to daven on his own. Can't be yotze just by listening to the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur is only mitzi those that don't know how to daven on their own. On the other hand, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, shliach tzibur mitzi as a rabbim yidei chavos. And a shliach tzibur could be mitzi the rabbim, even someone who knows how to daven on his own. If that's the case, frek the Gemara, the Chachamim said to Rabban Gamliel, so why do the tzibur daven a quiet Shmon Esrei? And he answered them, we want everyone to daven a quiet Shmon Esrei, so the shliach tzibur should be used to the words, and the male will daven a better high Shmon Esrei. And again, this machlokes is not just Rosh Hashanah, the entire year. Now, lalach, even though we paskin like the Tanakama, that throughout the year, the shliach tzibur can only be mitzi those that don't know how to daven, but by the tefillah of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, we say he's mitzi everybody. Because they're long brachais, and even people that know how to daven, could be they don't know how to daven Rosh Hashanah. L'maisa, we're all knowing to daven our own Shmon Esrei, especially Bezman Hazeh, that we say all kinds of tefillahs in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and also you have to hear every single word from the Shliach Tzibur, so l'maisa, we daven our own Shmon Esrei. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you have to blow three times, Kiya, Trulat Kiya, and you have to do this for Malchias, for Zechroinus, and for Shifras. We learned that the Shir of Atkiya is Kishalish Truis. We're not sure whether that means that every Tkiya has to be as long as every Trua, and the Mishnah means to say that Tkiya before each of the three Truas has to be as long as the Trua, or does the Mishnah mean to say that all six Tkiyais have to be as long as all three Truis, which means that the Shir of each Tkiya is like a half a Trua. Then we had a machlokes what a trua is, and basically we said that it could be one of three things. It can be what we call a shvarim. It can be what we call a trua. Or it could be both. And therefore we do all of it for for Malchus, for Zechrinus, and for Shefares. So we need a Tkia, Trua, and Tkia for Malchus, a Tkia, Trua, Tkia for Zechrinus, a Tkia, Trua, Tkia for Shefares. Now what if he didn't want to stop? He did Tkia, Trua, Tkia, and then he did a long Tkia. He wants it to be the last Tkia for the previous Seder, and it should also include the first Tkia for the next Seder. And he did it long enough, but it doesn't work. He only has one, because a Tkia has to have a beginning and an end. It counts for the last Tkia of the previous Seder, but not for the first Tkia of the next Seder. Now, normally, it fits in. After Malchias, we blow the Seder for Malchias. After Zechrinus, the Seder for Zechrinus, and so on. What if we didn't have a Shofar? So we said the Shmoneh Esrei without the Shofar, and afterwards we got a Shofar. So then you just go through whatever you would have done had we had it together with the brachas, except there's no brachas now. We just do it straight. We also learned in our Mishnah, just like the Shliach Tzibur has to daven Shmoneh Esrei for himself, every Yachid has to daven Shmoneh Esrei for himself if he knows how to daven. Zeyal Tanakam, Ram Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur is mighty everyone, not just the people that don't know how to daven, even the people that know how to daven. And as explained, this Machloikis is not only for Rosh Hashanah, but it's Benegeya the entire year. And Kadosh Baruch Hu help in the schus of learning Masnecht Rosh Hashanah, we should soon be zeichet to hear Shofar of the Melech HaMashiach. Hadron Allah, Masnecht Rosh Hashanah.